Oh, is it recording? I called it that just to say. That's from a song. That's from Lil Nas has the song Call Me By Your Name, but he has a version where he makes all the sounds, and that's what I was singing that from. Hello, saddies. I know, long time no see. I am slack. Let's just be honest. I'm slack as hell. I never do what I'm supposed to do. I keep saying I'm going to set up an Ask FM so you guys can ask me stuff. I need to set up an Instagram. I just suck. But I have to create a whole new email for that. Like, it's going to take a lot. Maybe I should just set up an email and have that be how you guys ask me questions. Email me a question if you got one. I definitely did not grab my water. I got an F in being a bad bitch. Bad bitches hydrate. Bad bitches also have car problems. I did mention in the last episode how my car was hit like a couple days before my birthday. It has been fixed since then. Shout out to the insurance company. And once again, shout out to the person who hit it. Thank you. That was really stressful for no reason. But like I said, there's no point in being bitter about it now. It's taken care of. Okay. So, yeah, I'm sorry I'm just now getting around to recording an episode. I just get so busy, but honestly, this is my way of like coping with things. So if I'm not recording an episode right, then it means I'm, you know, not sad about stuff, but that's kind of not true because I've been going through it and I've just been trying to process things in a more or less bitchy way. I do feel like I am a bitch, but I'm a bitchy person also, meaning that I will complain. I don't have a problem complaining. I'm just very like honest. Like I'll be like, okay, I don't like that, or I do like this, or you know, X, Y, and Z. There is nothing particularly making me sad right now. Well, there is one thing, and I'll probably get into that on the next half, but there's actually a couple things. They're not making me sad. Like I'm a pretty happy person. Like I'm pretty content all the time. I do have outside forces that stress me out, such as people, job, whatever. Like, but those things, that's just normal. Like, you know, you're never gonna not experience stress from work. I mean, you might be able to, but at some point there is gonna be a time where you do feel stress regarding a situation that is out of your control. Not me sounding generic. But it's okay. Like, I'm okay. And everything is okay at the end of the day. So, I just came back from work. It was busy as fuck for some reason. Like, it was so busy. Like, why was it that busy? It didn't have no business being that busy. I walked in that bitch and it had a full section. Like, what the fuck? There was a graduation, so you know motherfuckers coming in there to get their food. People be eating a sirloin at 11 a.m. and I don't know how. Like, it's breakfast. How is you in the mood to eat a whole steak? But to each his own, you know. I'm not gonna judge because that puts money in my pocket. I also have a new like romance thing going on, but it's not what y'all think. Like, it's not a good thing at all. It's actually horrible, and it is. You remember when I was like, oh my god, like I don't have anything making me sad? Wait, actually I do. It's part of the thing making me sad. So I guess I'll spill all my business because that keeps people entertained. But I don't know. I'll let y'all know about that in the next half. You know, I gotta always like do me a little intro and then cut it off and then come back. It's like a process. It's a process that works. So here we are. But yeah, I really do love podcasting. I didn't think it would be such I don't know. When I started this, it was just like, you know, to, I say this every fucking episode. I know people get tired of hearing this, but I did just start it just to have an outlet to express myself. But it feels good to be able to express yourself and not be censored. And then, like, I don't have that many people that listen to this podcast, but there are enough people to where I need to keep recording it. So it makes me happy that people not only have listened to what I have to say, but keep coming back to listen to what I have to say. Because it's kind of just all over the place all the time. Ugh. And then there's my personal shit that makes me sad, and there's like the sadness in the world, like all the stuff going on in the Middle East. That's like horrible. I don't understand how people have so much energy to put into negative shit. Like, what is wrong with you? And people always boil it down to like, oh, it's like religious, or they don't believe what we believe. It's not that. Like, humanity does not need to be religious. Humanity needs to be moral. So if you worship a god or any god that tells you to not like somebody, how does that not register as like a problem? Like, why would you, like, how are you not getting it? How can you, like, literally, one of my managers, I probably have said this in another episode, but he was saying how he was like, the Bible says it's okay to kill people if they're not Christian. I said, are you fucking on drugs? You do realize that at the end of the day, you have to answer for how you treat people. And he's like an adult saying this kind of stuff, like at his big age, thinking that way. Like, you know, it's not okay to kill people. You know, it ain't right. Like, I don't know. There's some evil people out in the world. And there's people who, like that, are on the wrong side of religion or interpret religion in a negative way to where they think it's okay to discriminate against people for being different. And it's just like, that doesn't make sense to me. If, you know, God made everybody in his image, so y'all say, then he made gay people. He made people that y'all, like, you know, sit here and outcast, which is fucked up. Like, why would you, how are you teaching to love everybody, but also being like, okay, but not these people? That's not how it works. Come on. Like, you're at your big ages, you know, not to discriminate, you know, not to treat people differently. Only be mean to people who, shit, are mean to you, hell. Like, if so, I don't care. I'm more likely to be mean to someone if they're being mean to me. Like, I just, or if they give me a weird vibe. But it has nothing to do with, like, sexual orientation, because my sexual orientation is all over the place. Like, I like fucking whoever in my face, pretty much. I don't even care. I'm very much a hippie type bitch. I'm very much like, go with the flow, like, whatever, I don't care, free love kind of person. And because I, you know, I don't want to limit who can treat me well. So I just don't, like I said, it doesn't make sense to me how these people claim to be so moral and right and then turn around and treat people so poorly. Like, that's not okay. But I digress. I don't want to get into one of those whole, you know, fights about that, but it's just true to me, and it confuses me that there are people like that who, like, I grew up being raised like Christian, but Christians are some of the, like, most hypocritical people you'll ever meet. They don't, and half of them don't even really, like, read the Bible. Like, they don't know anything about anything. They just give an opinion that they think is right. And, like, when people say, like, you're not supposed to use God's name in vain, they don't mean, like, saying, like, oh my God. They mean when you say, like, God doesn't like certain people. That's, like, and it's just, like, or that's a sin, or God don't like that. Did you talk to God? Did you ask him what he say? Since you can just speak for him. You know, like, that's messed up. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. That's wrong. Don't sit here. You ain't God. You don't have a hell or heaven to put nobody in. So why you worried? But I digress. Just be kind to people. Kindness matters for real. Like, be a nice bitch. Be a nice bitch. Ain't nothing wrong with being a nice bitch. Damn. Like, you don't have to be a mean bitch all the time. There's, like, difference between being a mean bitch, a nice bitch, and, like, a hateful bitch. Don't be a hateful bitch, okay? You can really even be mean without being hateful. Because sometimes, like, I don't consider being mean to men, like, hateful. Because sometimes men really be trying. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Let me take a little break, get me some water, and then I'm going to tell you about how this man pissed me off the other day. Now I got to tell you about this kid who's playing me, and then I got to tell you about the other situation that's making me stressful. Or it's not making me stressful, but it's not causing me pleasure to think about. So let me do my little brief intermission. It's going to fade out. Oh my God, I'm back. Oh my God, I bet y'all thought I was just gonna not finish. I'm just playing. I'm always just playing. It's my one flaw. I'm never serious. I'm a clown. Yeah. So, the three big sads. Damn, my brain really just died. I completely went deaf in the head. I completely forgot what I was gonna say. So first of all, that man who pissed me off the other night, I can't stand old men. I cannot stand, if you're an older man, get away from me. If you're an older man, shut the fuck up. Like, I just, ugh. They're so strange sometimes. Like, and it's not even like usually men that are like older, like in their 60s. It's usually men that are anywhere from like 20, like let's give it like 28 to 37, that age group. Those type of men are so, because they try to be like cool still, but they're also like annoying as fuck. Like, I don't know. Other night I went out to this bar that I always go to. And there's this guy, this man, we'll call him Z. This man, so I have a charger for my phone in my car. And my phone died while I was at this bar, because this bar stays open so fucking late. It stays like open till 4 a.m. And I was like, I didn't have work the next day, so I was like, whatever, like, I'm gonna stay here till they close, like, I don't care. I go out to my car, charge my phone, and I'm walking past this guy, Z, quote, quote, and he was like, bye, sad girl, let me tell you. He's like, bye, sad girl, and I'm like, oh, I'm not leaving, like, you know, because I've told people I live in a bubble. If you don't tell me about things, I won't know. I'm always just focused on me and what I need to do. Not necessarily like I'm narcissistic, but I'm focused on what my next course of action is. Like, if I'm walking to my car, I'm focused on walking to my car. Nothing over, like, because that's my next task. Like, it's not like, oh my God, I'm gonna sit here, walk in my car, I'm gonna look at the sky, I'm gonna play with the lights, I'm gonna do all this extra shit. No, I'm walking in my car, like, I'm focused on that. So I'm walking to my car, right? And he's like, bye, sad girl. And I was like, I'm not leaving. And he was like, oh, well, you walked right past me. And I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. And he was like, oh, well, and he starts keep going back and forth. I turn my black ass around, and I literally just fucking walked straight out. Like, don't try to argue with me. I don't give a fuck about you. This dude is like maybe closer to 40. Let's give him like 35, and which is way older than me. Okay, I'm in my like mid-20s. So he's like you walked right out. You weren't gonna say bye to me. I explained to your stupid fucking ass that I did not see you. What part of that do you not understand? I can't say bye to a person I didn't fucking realize was there. I know you might not be the smartest person, but you should be able to, like, understand that. That's basic. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. Like, And also, if you want to say hey to me, don't make it an issue. Like, don't be like, you didn't say hey to me, blah, blah, blah. Like, why do I have to speak first? Nobody owes you a fucking hello. I want everybody to listen to this. Before you get mad at somebody for not speaking to you, nobody owes you a hello. And if you want to talk to them, speak to them. Don't make it like an issue. Like, I don't understand why he thought it was okay to like approach me like that. To be like, oh, like, you didn't speak to me. Like, I wasn't not speaking to you to be mean. I was literally just focused on walking to my car. Like fucking weirdo. He does a lot of coke though. So I don't know if he was just like extra coked out and like his brain was not having it, but it wasn't like that. And so now I've seen him like almost every night since then, and I have not spoken, because you're not gonna sit here. You don't own me. You don't have entitlement to my mouth. You can't tell me to speak to you if I don't want to. Even if I did see you and I was just walking by and I didn't want to say hey, I don't have to. Go fucking jump off a bridge. Leave me alone. Like, I don't know. I don't know what you want me to tell you, but like, it's not that deep. And then when I did start speaking, he was rude. Like, he's like, you didn't speak to me. You didn't speak to me. You don't have to be rude. Like, bye. I wish he was like the first person to ever do that. He is like, maybe that's like, I've had that encounter with a lot of different men. I don't understand why they're so creepy or so like, they have to make everything such an issue. Like, why did it have to be that dramatic? Like, why couldn't you just have said, oh, like, hey, like, or whatever. You saw me too. Like, he's strange. Like, something's wrong with that dude though. He rubs a lot of people the wrong way, and he's not very kind to women. I don't know what his problem is, but he will no longer be getting a hello. If he hears this and he recognizes my voice, go fuck yourself. But yeah, here we are. Cause like, don't come at me like that. Don't stop me when I'm minding my business to be mean to me. Like, don't. Oh my God, there was another man the other night at the bar. He was so fucking rude. This is a different guy. This man was probably like younger Caucasian man. He's probably like late 20s. I don't know how to describe him. He was very drunk, but he comes up to me and this girl. He's like, what's the bartender's name? And I was like, I told him the bartender's name. And he's like, why is your face like that? I was pretty lit. So like, I was probably just like making a confused face. And I was like, this is just my face. Like, why are you being... And he was just, like, going on and being so rude. The girl beside me was, like, not having it. She started yelling at him. And I was just like, dude, like, you came up to me and asked me a question. Like, don't come up to me to be nasty. Go jump off a bridge. Go run into a wall. Go slam your car into a building. But do anything. But don't come up and approach me and be nasty. Okay? Because I don't have time for it. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'm out here enjoying my fucking life. Like, don't disrupt me when I'm just sitting here minding my business to be mean. Like, why are you putting energy into being COVID? Anyways, why are you putting energy into being a nasty bitch? Like, go away. So yeah. Anyways. Drop my rock, Lord. Yeah, that shit pissed me off. I'm very much a person that's like, I'm nice. And I describe myself the same way I like to describe Taylor Swift. Like, I think she's a nice person, but I think she's nice until pushed. Like, I'm nice, but don't push it. Don't fucking try it. Because guess what? I'm also a bitch. And yeah, that's where I was with that. Yeah, so basically, if you're listening to this, please take what I said to heart. Please understand that not everything should be taken personal. Like, somebody not speaking to you is not that personal, especially if the person didn't see you. Next thing making me sad. You know me, I do be in fights with my friends. I am in another fight with another one of my besties. I had to block her number. That bitch was wildin'. If she ever listens to this, it's her fucking problem. And maybe she can listen to this and actually listen to my side and not respond like I asked her to. So, basically, I needed her for a girls' night. And she decided to go out the night before and do a whole bunch of stuff and then had to work the next day and canceled on plans that we had already had prior to, like, a couple days ahead of time. And she was like, I just, like, needed girls' time because the guy I told y'all about I haven't told y'all about yet, but the guy who I told y'all about is playing me. First of all, he's kind of like definitely somebody I'm gonna avoid. Or I might use and abuse and lose. Not literally abuse, but use for like extracurricular activities, wink wink. but yeah. She basically canceled when I was like, you know, I need some girls' time and whatever, you know. I come to find out it wasn't because she was just quote unquote tired. It's because she stayed up all night fucking around with this person who I think is literally like the worst person on earth. Like, he's such a scummy person. I hope he listens to this, and I hope it hurts his feelings. You're a piece of shit. You're a piece of garbage. but, and I don't know what that says about her, because it's like, you know, he's scummy, but you messing with him. So y'all got to have something in common. But she pissed me off because she, like I said, she canceled on plans. And it's like, okay, whatever. Like, that happened. And she canceled like an hour before we were supposed to go too. So I was like, dude, like, that's shitty. Like, I needed you as a friend and you let me down. And I was willing to let that go. Then the next day she texts me and she's like, do you want to hang out? And I said, no. Like, and if you know me, I'm the kind of person, I don't argue with people. Because the fuck? Like, the guy at the bar, when he's sitting here trying to go back and forth about me not saying hey to him, I literally turned around and walked out. I'm not gonna go back and forth with you. Why would I? So, I was willing to let the situation go. Because I felt like I had been lied to. Because she told me she was just tired. But then, you know, like, I found out she was really up with the person who I don't really care for. And then, you know, like, there's nothing we can do. The next day it passed, you know, we can't change the fact that the plans were canceled or flaked on. We can just move forward, but I still want space from her. And she texts me, she's like, hey, do you want to hang out today? I said no. And then she said, do you want space from me? And I said yes, like, literally yes. And then she said, do you mind telling me, like, you know, what I did? And I'm not the kind of person that's going to reprimand you, because I believe that everybody, you're an adult. If you can't look at your own behavior and figure out why the fuck I'm mad, I'm not expecting you to read my mind, but I'm expecting you to fucking be able to put context clues together. But some people can't. So I told her why I was upset, and I literally started the message off with, please leave me alone. I don't want to speak to you. Like, I don't want to, you know, have this thing continue on. Like, just want to enjoy my day off, and I just don't want to be bothered. Like, I just need space. Because I was willing to let the situation go. Like, I was like, please don't respond. Please leave me alone so I can enjoy my day off. I told her what was wrong, and then this bitch proceeded to respond and do everything that I asked her to and go back and forth with me. And at some point I literally was like, go fucking lie to someone else. And I blocked her number, because at that point, people don't realize, when you piss somebody off, let them be irritated. Give them space. If somebody asks you for space, which I definitely did, I no longer care about your feelings, your side of the story, what you need to say to defend yourself to me. I don't care about any of that. None of that matters to me. I'm mad and I need space. People don't listen when they're angry. If you're yelling at somebody in their face, they're not listening to you. They're just going back and forth with you. So give people time to calm down and process stuff and just let it be that. But she's kind of impulsive and like needed a response. So I gave her a response, even though I wasn't even gonna tell her what she did wrong. I was just like, I need a little space. Like, but she decided to keep going back and forth with me after I asked her to not respond. I blocked her number because the fuck? I asked you for space. I asked you to leave me alone. We can literally just talk another day. Like, I just don't want to talk about it. And then you have to push it. You have to have a response. No. So I blocked her number. That was like over a week ago, and I still haven't unblocked it because you couldn't respect my space. I can't respect the fact that you're upset and you need to hear from me, or you need to hash things out with me. I don't care anymore. I'm putting myself first. Anything you got to say to me can wait. And I don't know, because my other friends know about the situation. They're like, are you going to talk to her again? I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to unblock her number. I don't know. I know right now that when I asked her to respect my boundaries, she didn't. And I don't want to speak to her because of that. Because she's a very defensive person. I don't know why. I don't know why she's always just like, oh, it's never my fault. Like, you can't, like, come on. I've had altercations with people. I lost all three of my best friends in the same year. And I would be lying if I sat here and said everything was completely on the other person. That's just not realistic. But she is very much a, like, oh, it's not me kind of person. It definitely is you, bitch. It's you. It might not be all you, but it's you. So, like, yeah, here we are. And I don't know. If she listens to this, it's like, whatever, because it'll probably be resolved by then. And this is my life. This is my podcast. I can talk about whatever the fuck I want. This is my situation. I always tell people, this is anything where my name is involved, I'm allowed to discuss. So I'm discussing it because I'm allowed to and I want to. But no, I had to block that bitch number. She was wild. And I was like, stop fucking texting me. In the middle of her responding to. Ding. Ding. Because, like, I don't care what you have to say anymore. I asked you for space. I said what I had to say. And I wasn't even going to, like, you know, start a fight. She, like, unadded me on Snapchat. Bye. You don't want to watch me live this best life without you. And I can't blame you. So. people always say that, though. They're like, you look like you live your best life. I don't have much, but I'm gonna make the best of what I got. So I do be living my best life, the best for what I can afford right now as a broke 20 something. But yeah, like I said, I mean, I guess that'll resolve itself, but even if it doesn't, I can't say that I'll be too sad, because I'm just I'm like shaking thinking about it still. So when I don't shake thinking about it, maybe I'll reach out to her, maybe I'll unblock her number. But I need to take time for myself and focus on me. She'll be okay. One thing about her, she will be okay, and so will I. Like, I just, she, one thing she said was like, you always are upset with me. I'm like, I'm not that kind of person. Like, I get irritated, but then I move on. Like, I'm not gonna allow something to keep upsetting me after a while, because you have to pick what you're gonna put your energy into. And you can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you react to a situation. And at some point, you have to say, like, this is no longer worth me putting the energy of being mad or sad or irritated into. You have to let it go. You have to know when to not fight something, or when you have to know when to fight. Put it this way, you gotta know when to be Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali. You gotta know when to be Rosa Parks. You gotta know when to be calm. Because not everything is worth fighting. Like, I don't understand how you will drain yourself wanting to fight every fucking battle. It's not worth it. She's not like that, though. She always is, like, upset about stuff, because she chooses to be upset about stuff. Or it's just like, I'm one of those people, like, I make myself happy. And I care about her, but I don't think she cares about herself. And I can't be the only person caring about her. Like, she gotta take a little bit better care of herself. So, there's that. But yeah, I don't know. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do, or if I'm gonna, you know. I'm obviously gonna, like, I'm, where I am now, this happened over a week ago, so I am not mad at the situation, but I'm not still upset about the situation, but I am still needing space from her. It wouldn't have been that long a space had she just not responded like I asked her to, but she did, and we're here now. So maybe we'll see how I feel about, you know, maybe 2 more weeks from now, because I don't feel like dealing with it. Anyways, that happened, and we're moving on from that because I have been moving on from it in real life. The guy who is playing the fuck out of me, who is making me upset, who also was a part of that domino effect from me and my friend fighting, because had he not stressed me out, I wouldn't need the girls' night. I met this guy who I met him at work, and I just thought he was like so cool. We vibed, we got along, we hung out. He's been like my house and stuff. And then this kid is like playing the fuck out of me, like, dude, like, you know, like, I'm a nice person. Like, if you like me, you like me, but don't be in my damn face if you don't like me. You know, leave me the fuck alone. What you won't do, somebody else definitely will. He's just been playing the game, dude. Like, so I met him at work, and then the next day I went into work because we sell baked potatoes, and I'll be liking a baked potato every once in a while. So I always like tell my friend who like works in the kitchen, I'm like, get me a fucking baked potato. Like, you're my friend, you're my parent. Get me a damn you gotta feed me. Get me a baked potato. Speaking of him, he out drinking. Gonna go crash that party. But like I said, I was like, give me a baked potato. I walk in to get this baked potato from him, and my stomach starts hurting. So I was like, ooh, I guess I'm gonna leave that baked potato where it's at. And I'm just gonna get like some ginger ale from the bar. Go over there, he's over there, the guy I like, the clown. We'll call him clown in this situation. Clown was over there at the bar. and he's like, what are you doing here? You need to leave, like, fucking around with me. And I was like, okay. Then I went and talked to him while he was like doing his stuff to leave, and we talked for like 40 minutes, and then he came to my house, and it was all cute, and he like roller skating around my house, and I was just like, ooh, like, you know, this is cute. And then we went out that night, it was all hugged up on each other, and just, yeah, it was cute. Everything cute. And then the next day I went up to work because I needed to drop something off, and he's on the phone with some girl, and he's like, this is my baby, blah blah blah, like, she's so beautiful, come look at her. And I was like, I'm good. The fuck, nigga, you was just at my house, you was kissing me on the forehead, saying you love me and stuff, like, relax. Like, which, first of all, when people tell me they love me, and they just made me like, please relax, like, I'm a piece of shit, don't hurt your own feelings. So that happened, and I was like, what the fuck, like, does he have a girlfriend? Like, why was he kissing me on the forehead and shit the night before, and calling me baby, kissing, like, you know, relax then. Like, if you got a girl, relax. Like, I don't think, he definitely doesn't have a girlfriend, he really is just like a player. Like, he in anything with legs, he trying to get at. I was about to say, so then a couple days passed, and I was like, whatever, like, that is what it is. I went to this place that we have. It's like a bar, like a bunch of bars in a line, in a row. Like, there's like maybe like a good 15, 16 bars just down this like little strip, like this, in this little area. And I went there, I was in line, this motherfucker, whoa, let me back it up, then that happened, and I was like, fuck him. Like, I'm not going to get my feelings invested until he makes his, you know, after the whole come see my baby thing, blah, blah, blah. I was like, fuck you. Like, I'm not going to get my feelings invested until he makes his intentions very clear with me. The next day, I was doing, like, a manifestation. Like, just manifesting, like, self-love and, like, appreciating myself and just not letting the situations that I have with other people make me see myself as different, because I've worked really hard to be the person that I am, and I've done a lot of like self-reflection to be who I am. I know I'm not always right. I feel bad for people who think they always are right, because you can't be always right. Like, get over it. So I was doing my little manifestation just for myself and just, you know, to find whoever I'm supposed to be with, because I don't fucking know. I definitely don't think he's the person I'm supposed to be with. Hell no. He never gonna be able to say he was out here doing that shit, kissing other bitches while he was with me. Hell no. Not gonna have me looking stupid out here. Damn, can't speak today. Probably just been talking too much. So, long story short, in the middle of my manifestation, this man sends me a Snapchat, and he literally is like, come to my house, come here, like, I know you're not doing anything. I was like, I'm manifesting, like, I can't. And I already told my friend I was going out later, because I was like, I'm not gonna flake on my friend. So I didn't go to his house. Literally that same night, I went out to the bar place where I was telling y'all about, the 16 bars in a really close area, all walking distance. He literally like came out of the bar I was in line at, acting like he was gonna get me in. This man spit a shot into another girl's mouth in front of me, and I was like, you are definitely playing the game. My friend was with me. My friend has known him a little bit longer. He was like, fuck him. Like, he was like, I don't like him anymore. Like, that made me uncomfortable. Like, why the fuck would he do that? He was like, even if he likes you, that's not okay. And I was like, yeah, that's really like where I decided to be like, okay, I'm really like not gonna get my feelings involved with this dude anymore, because like, he really isn't worth my time doing shit like that. And then that happened a couple nights later. I went out, my friends having a good time, you know, went out having fun. This man kissed me twice while I was drunk, and I was like, dude, like, go the fuck away at this point. Like, you can't be doing all this, calling other girls baby, spitting shots in other bitches' mouths, and then kissing me. Like, leave me alone. Like, if you like me, act like it. If you like me, treat me a little bit better. I'm not one of those girls who is gonna see that and be like, oh my god, like, he might be trying to make me jealous. I don't fucking know. I don't care, because that's immature love to me, and that's not something I'm interested in. I want somebody who likes me, shows me that they want me, and treats me the way I deserve to be treated. He's very friendly with other women, and that's fine. That's his prerogative. But you're not gonna sit here and, like, you're not gonna make me jealous. That doesn't work for me. I'm not an insecure person. I like myself too much to sit here and be like, whatever. Because I know if he wasn't kissing me that night, he probably would have been kissing another girl. And he kissed me without, like, I, like, wasn't even sure what was happening. Like, I was sitting at the bar, fucking around with the bartender. And then he, like, kind of just, like, came and, like, pulled my head up from behind. Like, we were talking. He was like, there's this, the bar that I was telling y'all about with the guy who was like, in the earlier part of this podcast, the guy who was like, you didn't say hey, that bar stays open later than those bars in that like strip area where there's like 16 of them. It's like, it's not too far. It's like probably like 8 minutes away from there, but it stays, those bars close at 2. In the other bar where the guy was like, you didn't speak to me, that place closes at like 4 a.m. So he was like, you should come to that bar. And I was like, no, like, I'm gonna go to my house. And he was like, but come, like, I want you there. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you want, motherfucker. Like, and then he like just, he was looking at me and he was standing up and I was sitting down, and I guess I was drunk and like looking googly eyed at him because he is attractive, and he kissed me. I was like, what the fuck? And then two nights later, he came to that bar that stays open at 4 a.m. where the guy was like, you didn't talk to me, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. We'll call it Country Bar. We're at Country Bar, and he brought another girl there. And that bitch was a racist because she said the N-word in front of me. And I was like, you is not a colored. You can't say that. Yours not a one of mine kind. You can't say that. You don't got no melanin in you. I had to cut off some of my friends because I was dancing in that bar one time. And one of my friends who, first of all, I don't know how much time y'all got. I know that this is running longer than a usual episode, but I'm going to give y'all all the tea. But let me finish the story about him first. But yeah, that girl was drunk. She spilled the drink on me, and I was still nice to her, even though she came with the guy that I like. Or I don't like him. I'm just in this like fucking weird ass limbo with him because he likes me and won't fucking leave me alone. I gave her some of my fucking M&Ms. Like, I was nice as fuck to her. I was nice to that other girl. He spit a shot in her mouth. I was like out drinking with her that night and having fun with her, but I had to leave because she had a friend with her. And her friend was stressing me the fuck out. A lot of times, like, people... I'm a person that people confide in a lot because I'm easy to talk to. And I'm, like, on everybody's side. But she was just... I was just not the time. Like, I didn't want to hear how she was upset with her friend for doing a whole bunch of extra stuff. Like, I understand your friend sucks. Get a new friend. But don't sit here and bombard me with your issues. So then, yeah, he comes with that girl. She spilled the drink on me and my like friend slash manager who I go out with a lot and a kiss. I know she listens to these, so yeah, we be kissing. little pecks on the lips, cause I'm a friendly kisser. Like, if I like love my friends, I will kiss them. I don't care. Gender wise, I'm just like, you need a kiss, I need a kiss, you can get a kiss, we all can kiss. But she spilled a drink on me and my manager, like all over the floor. She was so drunk and like all over him, and I was just like, dude, like, ugh. it was not a good look for him. But and then I haven't seen him since then. Thank God. Thank you, God. I don't want to deal with him no more. He, like, won't fucking leave me alone. And every time we go out, he always just sits, like, right up under me. Even if he has a girl with him. Like, he doesn't have a car, so I'm pretty certain he just uses, like, whoever will take him around. And I'm not finna be one of them bitches coming to get you when you, you know, sit here and lay up with me. And then you go on to whatever other bitch can take you around or help you out. Like, no, you're not finna use me, baby. Not finna use me. But yeah, done with him. On to the next story. There's a little side story, and I'm about to wrap this bitch up because I know y'all probably got shit to do, or maybe y'all like the longer episodes. Like, I don't know. But I cut off a couple friend of mine because they are fucking racist. The guy in this situation, he is like late, almost 30 years old. He had a kid very young. He said the N-word one time when he was drunk, and I was like, he's just drunk. Like, I'm gonna let it go. I ain't gonna cuss his ass out, because it's like, sometimes it's like not the time or place. I should not have let that slide, and from now on won't be letting it slide. Like, it's not even necessarily letting it slide, but it's just like, ugh, I don't have the energy to cuss nobody out right now, you know, type shit. Like, but don't be saying that shit. Why y'all be saying that? What's wrong with y'all? So that happened a while ago, and I had forgot that shit happened until this happened. We were at that bar, Country Bar. Wednesday's open, 4 a.m. Guy yelled at me, blah, blah, blah. Yada, yada, yada. I've said that like 8 times. We were there, and this motherfucker, I was dancing, and I'm black. So a lot of times, a lot of things that black women do get labeled as like ratchet, especially like just dance. And I was like, I wasn't even like doing a whole lot. I was just like moving side to side, and he was like, show me your ratchet without showing me your ratchet. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, why why am I ratchet for just having a good time? And then I told him that what he said offended me. I was like, I don't appreciate that comment. And his girlfriend was like, she's just joking. I was like, I'm actually not fucking joking. Like, I don't appreciate that comment. And they were like, well, I thought it was funny. I was like, well, you're not in the demographic to get offended. And it also wasn't said about you. Meaning, of course you thought it was funny. You're a fucking stupid person who is ignorant to things around you. I like got up and I was like, I like unadded him on social media, everything, like fuck him, he can choke. He literally, like, this man has been dating this girl for 2 years who I actually really liked her. I really didn't start liking him until he started dating her. He makes me very uncomfortable. He likes me. He used to work with me at the job I just got off of. And he brings up the fact that he asked me on a date 2 years ago and I said no. I was literally like, I don't do guys with kids. That's my preference. Like, I don't, and I, at the time I was at an age, I was like way younger than I am now. Like, I was at an age where it's like, I shouldn't have to settle for a guy with kids if I don't want to. So he was like, and he always brings this shit up. The first time I went on a date with his current girlfriend, he was like, we ran into you. And then I went in the car and I was like, I asked her on a date, like, how you racist and you want to eat me out? That don't make sense. That don't make sense at all. But, like, also, like, why are you still bringing this up 2 years later? He brings that up all the time. I'm like, if you're in a happy relationship with this girl who you've been in, that was probably about 3 years ago he asked me that shit, actually. But you've been in a relationship with this girl for almost two years and you are happy with her. Why the fuck does it matter that I rejected you? I don't like you. You're a greasy person and you're a fucking racist. So, like, why, what qualities do you see in yourself that would make me want to be with you? Because I ain't seeing none. You live in a house with these other men who are gross. Your house is disgusting. You are a joke. No, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be with you. I don't want to go on a date with you. I don't even want to be in the same room with you long term. So, like, fuck off. But long story short, I blocked him on everything because we were friends on social media. I blocked his number. I blocked his girlfriend because fuck y'all. Y'all are both racist. Like, she know he a racist. And if she wasn't a racist and focused on, and then she, like, texted this girl who I saw at that bar, me and her have become friends, and was like, oh my god, like, me and sad girl just got into a fight, blah blah blah. Give a fuck. And what y'all gonna do? Y'all both older than me and scared of me. And, like, my friend told one of my other friends about this, who, like, literally is, like, such, like, the light of my world. Like, I love her so much. She was like, I couldn't tell which one of them wanted to date you more. I was like, oh my god. She's like, they both seem like they were, like, in love with you. And I'm like, yeah, like, they probably were. And, yeah, that girl in the situation who, fucking the boyfriend keeps asking me out, like, whatever. The girl who I was literally just talking about, the girlfriend. I don't like her either. Had to block her. Her brother is, like, a rapist. And I don't fuck with that. What would that? So not only I was like, I could be mean and be like, she don't deserve to be a lawyer. She is not morally correct. She dates a racist. She is a racist and she supports rapists. So, but I'm not a mean bitch like that. So I'm not going to put energy into that. You have to pick and choose what you're going to put energy into. And me talking about it really is enough. But I cut them bitches off. I was like, don't ever contact me again. Like, y'all suck. Like, I've never liked this dude at all, which he should know because he asked me on a date. And she was okay. I did like her, but now I don't like her. She can go jump off a bridge. Yeah. For real. If that's what she wanna do, I won't stop her. Like, I don't like these people. I just don't. I feel like this is such a, like, negative podcast. Like, I'm not trying to have negative energy, you know, but I'm just spilling the tea on some things that have been happening. I have low tolerance for bullshit, and I really did start to think about before I blocked them on everything. I was like, these people I literally only see when I'm out drunk. They don't benefit me in any positive way. They're not contributing to my life in a positive way. They're not nice, and they're fucking racist. Why would I keep them in my life? Yeah, exactly. So, boom. Closing words. Don't sit out here and get played. Like, no, look at a situation for what it is, no matter how much you like the person, because that's what I had to do with Clown. And even he would have to have a personality transplant for me to be with him, because he's so friendly with other women, and that's fine. He can do that because he's single. But don't ever sit here and be in my face talking about some you like me while you acting like that. Hell no. So, yeah, there's that. And this episode is probably gonna be like fucking an hour long. Jeez, it's like one of the longest episodes I've ever recorded. But I'm sending you guys happy girl vibes all freaking day, every freaking way. I hope that, you know, if you were sad listening to this podcast, by the time you got done listening to my bullshit, you're not sad anymore. Love you guys.